Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you as we talk about a couple of diseases you want to keep away from your beef cattle. Back on that in just a moment.
Back on those Texas plains.
Join us, Riders in the Sky, for sizzling hot San Antonio.
It's the 2015 Cattle Industry Annual Convention and NCBA Trade Show.
So grab the family and head to Texas for the latest cattle industry information and education.
Join us in San Antonio, Texas, February 4th through February 7th.
For more information, head to beefusa.org and we'll see you
back on those Texas plains.
It's the Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association 37th Annual All Breed Bull Sale. It's Saturday, February 7th at 12:15 at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion. The sale includes bulls consigned from the Black Hereford Ranch, 2-H Farms, Murrow Farms, Moliette Angus, and many more. The sale features some 40-plus breed age bulls registered in commercial Angus, Hereford, Red Angus, Simmental, and others. For more information, call 580-497-7366 or send an email to rmccattleman@yahoo.com.
There are several diseases that cow-calf producers should concentrate on keeping out of your herd by following a good biosecurity program. Veterinarian Dr. Greg Hanselcheck says there's a couple of extremely important diseases that you need to pay attention to: bovine viral diarrhea, BVD, and trichomoniasis. These diseases can be introduced when bringing animals into your herd, which are purchased from an outside source.
Unfortunately, for many, many of the diseases that we see on cow-calf operations, they're purchased diseases. They're from animals that we purchased from, and we've actually brought in a disease that our herd hasn't had before, BVD and trich. Those are probably two of our biggest concerns on cow-calf operations as far as purchased and as far as the negative impacts they have on the health of the herd.
In preventing BVD from entering your herd, Dr. Hanselcheck says there are several things a rancher can do to help protect your herd health.
For bringing in animals into the herd, it's important that we make sure that they're not PI animals. There's an easy test. You just take an ear notch out of each one of the animals, send it into the laboratory for a couple dollars, and just make sure that they're not PIs. They may not be PI animals, persistently infected, but if they're animals that have been exposed to BVD in the last week or two, they can be like one of us that has the flu and we're exposing everybody to it. So it's important that we not only test them to make sure that they're not PIs, but also isolate them from the rest of the herd for 30 to 45 days. If you're bringing in bulls or animals that are not pregnant, basically it's just an ear notch, make sure they're not PI and isolate. If they're heifers or cows that are pregnant, we need to make sure they're not PIs, but when those calves hit the ground, we need to PI test those calves, because most PI calves are born to animals that are not PIs.
And ranchers should also consider a biosecurity program for another common disease known as trichomoniasis, or trich, a disease that can only be spread during breeding.
We consider the bull to be the carrier. They'll typically become pregnant, but then they'll lose that fetus very early. And we have a trich issue in Kansas, and a lot of the herds that we look at, if they have trich, some of them will have 60% of their cow herd or their heifer groups open because of this venereal disease. Mm-hmm. There is no treatment for trichs, and there's multiple ways or things to think about, is that probably the best way to prevent it is to buy virgin bulls. And if it's coming from a herd that you have some knowledge of the herd and everything, I'd still recommend that one trich test be completed on that bull. If it's coming from a source that you don't know, really what should be done is to have two trich tests done on that bull by a veterinarian, and they need to be done a week apart.
Veterinarian Dr. Greg Hanselcheck talking about biosecurity programs designed to minimize the introduction of these diseases into your cow-calf herd. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Coming up Friday, January 30th, a pair of auctions for you from Superior Video Livestock Auction on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. Starting at 8 a.m., they'll have 33,800 head of feeder cattle and calves, 9,300 yearling steers, 5,400 yearling heifers, almost 11,000 head of weaned calves. Then at 3 p.m., following the feeder cattle sale, they'll have a Superior Select Female sale with 2,100 head to be offered. For more details, call them 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.